Yeah, we talking sports and music. Yep, they going hand in hand. Ballin' with my beats on. Gotta have that upper hand. Tying up my sneakers. Yeah, my ballers understand. And I hear them yelling from the stands. What they saying? Sports and music. Sports and music. Sports and music. Yep, it's going hand in hand. Sports and music. Sports and music. Sports and music. Gotta get it how we can. S&M all day. 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 S&M all day.
No, you're on the line, man. Your fans want to hear you. Mr. Maurice. Guys, I apologize. We're having some technical difficulties. We're going to get Mr. Mo back on the line. Here, 1 second. You're listening to the Mo Egger Show, Sports and Music with Mo Egger. We're going to call him up, get him on for you right here. And I hope you guys are enjoying Easy Way Broadcasting because we're giving it to you guys the easy way, helping celebrities interact with their fans. And we appreciate you guys as the fans interacting with us as Easy Way Broadcasting. Make sure you guys check out Maurice Egger's new on rmconair.com, Easy Way TV. Mr. Momo. Maurice.
I'm here.
Yeah, there you are. You there?
I'm here, brother.
All right, all right, all right. You guys, we got Maurice on the line, so let's do this like we always do it.
Yeah. Sports and music. Sports and music. Sports and music. Sports and music.
Yeah.
Sports. Yep, it's going hand in hand. Yeah, we talking sports and music. Yep, they going hand in hand. Ballin' with my beats on. Gotta have that upper hand. Tying up my sneakers. Yeah, my ballers understand. And I hear them yelling from the stands. What they saying? Sports and music. Sports and music. Sports and music. Yep, it's going hand in hand. Sports and music. Sports and music. Sports and music. Gotta get it how we can.
Yo, yo, what up, though, world? It's your boy, Mo Egger. We back with another segment of Sports and Music with Mo Egger. Yeah, and we doing it big. Hopefully, you guys had a really good weekend and enjoyed yourself. And this is going to be an amazing week, of course. Yeah, man, I hope you guys have been paying attention to some of the things that's going on in the sports world. Guys been getting traded back and forth. You know, some of the guys from the Clippers, you know, they're already with the Phoenix Suns. Now you have Butler and Bledsoe. Drew Bledsoe, man. Yeah, and Drew Bledsoe, you know, those guys are at the Suns now, so they have a different look and a whole new thing going on, man. So just shaking up the whole world. Yeah, so this is Sports and Music with Mo Egger. Yo, shout out to the boy Eric Zulli for holding it down, Hollywood It guy. And, you know, in the future, we're going to be doing a lot of our shows over at RMC. That's the Roscoe's Media Center. So we're just stepping our game up a little bit, you know, advancing with the times, you know, and making it happen. So let's get it, man. I need you guys to go ahead and visit that good website. That's www.moeager.com. MOEAGER.com. You know, go on there and check out everything you need from musical commercials, reels, highlights. If you guys need instrumentals, artists, if you need, you know, some little bit of writing assistance, mixing, mastering, you know, we do it all over at Moeager Productions. You know, I like to call it the one-stop shop. You know, you get in, you get out. You know, we ain't going to hold you too long. You go and get in there, get your work done, and, you know, we keep it moving. Make sure y'all follow us on Twitter. That's M-O-E-A-G-E-R, just as the website, along with the Instagram. So, you know, I just kind of keep it all at one, you know, one thing, you know, so you won't have to be searching all over the world just to find, you know, how to find me, you know. So we're going to take a quick commercial break, you know, Easy Way Broadcasting. We doing it big, man. Let's get it.
Easy Way Broadcasting is the place to hear everything you need to know about entertainment and business. Now, you can see more about Eric Easy Zulli and all his connections through his online TV network, WTV Network. You can watch the latest videos and read the most up-to-date articles. Keep your eyes on WTV Network to see what's coming in the next few weeks. You'll see the newest web series and original talk shows. Follow Eric at Hollywood It Guy to find out what is new and what is happening in the upcoming weeks. For more information on WTV Network, go to www.thewtv.com.
Hi, I'm Charles D. Watkins of HavanaWatches.com. HavanaWatches.com provides the highest quality for a great price. HavanaWatches.com offers a range of models, including chronographs, mechanical, silicone plastic, and in tungsten steel. HavanaWatches.com provides stylish features. Our top-to-bottom one-year warranty is one of the best in the industry. All of our models come to you in our custom-designed wooden gift boxes. We have both Swiss and internationally designed models. HavanaWatches.com has been creating high-quality watches since 2004. Our executive staff has over 18 years of watch experience. I myself was the past president of Whitnor Watches International. We are American-owned and operated. Our goal is to provide you with a watch you are proud to wear. We want to be your preferred watch brand in the United States. See our styles at HavanaWatches.com. Find watches exclusively for you.
Yes, yes, y'all heard that. Those so Santa watches. I got a chance to see some of those things last week, and them things are really, really, really dope. Yeah. So we got my boy Eric Zuli on the line. You know, he's going to come on and talk more extensively about our move over to Roscoe's Media Center. Easy, you there, brother?
What's up, what's up? Heck yeah, I'm here, man. I'm always listening to your show, Mr. Momo. And we're always moving so crazy, man. We had a little, I apologize, guys, a little bit of technical difficulties in the beginning, but now we're giving you that show only the way Mo can do. He's like your hero, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Your hero with no zeros. You already know how we do it, and that's plero. You know, we want zeros or pleros. All right, man, what's up, bro? Man, let's talk about some of the new things we have going on with over at Easy Way Broadcasting. Some exciting things out here.
Oh, yeah, man. Well, it's really exciting, and it's really a blessing. I'm going to go ahead and pop one of your beats on here, Mo, so we can advertise your wonderful producing and you as an artist. I think it's called
right
Enemy. So,
get it.
All right, guys. Well, basically what's going on is, as you know, Easy Way has been making a lot of moves in Hollywood and the business world and the viral world, ultimately. And we've had Easy Way Broadcasting for a while now. We're top 300 on Blog Talk Radio. I've owned and operated WTV Networks for over 9 years. It was one of Akon's official channels, What You Need TV, for a while. We did the whole convict thing for a little bit. And, you know, everybody just keeps on networking, and they keep on increasing their, you know, their situation. Well, I always tell people that I and the Easy Way team, we're just vehicles, you know, and God's going to, you know, guide you in the path that he wants you to go, and it's all his timing. Well, I ended up doing a show with Melina Gay from Young and the Restless, really good friend of mine, shout out to Melina Gay, and her show on RMC, Manners and More with Melina. And I was with Aretha Gray from NBC's Off the Rockers with Betty White and a couple other people. And lo and behold, I was you know, lucky enough to meet Mr. Larry Witherspoon, which is the owner and the founder of Roscoe's TV. Roscoe's TV they have amazing studio facilities all over Los Angeles. They're opening up 15 plus studio facilities and radio stations and Roscoe's and all this great stuff all over Southern California. And it's a really awesome opportunity. So I met Larry. He had a vision. He saw my vision. We connected the two visions, and you guys can go to the Easy Show one. You can check out my green screen show. You can check out some of my stuff if you want to see how that introduction happened, how we met, and why we met, what's happening. So anyway, long story short, he's an owner. I'm an owner. Made some things happen. They decided to give Easy Way a channel, which is called Easy Way TV, on RMC, which is Roscoe's Media Center, which is the official media company and situation for Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles. And I know your fans like them some Roscoe's, man. You know, the chicken and waffles. I gotta have my fix of Roscoe's every day. But so basically, Roscoe's Media Center gave Easy Way TV a channel. And as you guys know, Maurice has been doing his show on Easy Way Broadcasting for a while now. It's a great show. So we decided to give him a show on Easy Way TV. So now you're going to be able to see Maurice physically in the studio. You're going to see all of his awesome guests from the NBA and the NFL and all the people that you've heard, all the things you've heard. You're going to be able to see it now. And we're also going to be developing a lot of other great stuff. And this is going to be simulcasted to Blog Talk Radio. So everybody that loves Blog Talk Radio, you'll still be able to get it on Blog Talk Radio, Easy Way Broadcasting. But now you're going to be able to see him in the studio facility. You're going to be able to see the interactions. You're going to be able to see everything, which is pretty cool. It's a live feed. And the channel is called Easy Way TV. It's on Roscoe's RMC On Air. And as well as Roscoe's Media Center's YouTube, as well as WTV, as well as all the different situations we work with. So it's going to be everywhere. And I think you guys are really, really going to enjoy it. I'm excited for you, Mel.
Absolutely, man. I feel like it's really important to have that visual effect. You know, a lot of people out here that love to listen to the show, they like to be able to see the interaction, man. They want to see us in here getting it in and, you know, with the artists, the guests, the different sports people we have, the entrepreneurs, and it's good publicity for everyone, man. You know, it gives us the opportunity to be able to knock out a couple birds with one rock. And, of course, to be a part of something like Roscoe's Chicken and Waffle is awesome, man. You know, we got the pleasure of actually being in the same area and smell that good chicken and biscuits and waffles every single day, man. You know, that can never be wrong, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and you know that Obama just was at that Roscoe's right across the street from where you're at, man. Obama was just there. They have an actual Obama number, a menu. You know, you can get an Obama dinner.
That's cool. That's good stuff, man. That's one thing I know about Obama. Like whenever he comes to L.A., that's one of the first places he go get his food. I mean, you know, he loves chicken and waffles, man. Can't deny it.
Come on, man. Obama, Stevie Wonder, I mean, everybody major. They had a special VIP, like, hidden facilities for the celebrities because they love Roscoe's so much that goes in there and they just kick it and enjoy themselves. You know, Roscoe's is a landmark. There's over 6 restaurants in Southern California. They're opening up another one in Disneyland, in that Anaheim Disneyland area. They're opening up an RMC. So we're really excited about that because, you know me, I'm in the Orange County area, so we'll be hitting that facility. And, you know, it's awesome because the facility you're in right now off Pico is literally across the street from Roscoe's, you know. And then right down the street from that, there's a 60,000-square-foot green screen studio with Punch TV and DirecTV. So what more can you ask for? We're doing it the easy way, baby.
Yeah, we're doing it the easy way, and plus we're just taking advantage of our resources. You know, the resources are right here and in abundance. You know, we just got to be able to keep our ears open, you know, and just take it in and be ready to receive our blessings whenever they come. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you know, I'm stoked for you too, Mo, because I know you as a person. I know you want to help kids. I know you really want to help a lot of independent artists. You've been, you know, producing their music for a while. You know, you've been producing our network's stuff, and a lot of the music you guys hear is done by Mo Agar Productions. Me and Mo are, like, really good friends. He was a client in the beginning. Shout-out to Baby C-Style, Eric, for introducing us. And you just keep increasing the blessings, you know. And now you're doing it like Big Boy, man. You're doing it like Ryan Seacrest. You're in that studio. It's the same, you know, the same guy that actually did a Stevie Wonder studio, KGLH, did that studio. Did you know that?
Wow, so I'm sitting in a room with some spirits in here, huh?
Yep, you got it. If you look on rmconair.com, yeah, you got Cedric the Entertainer, you got, let me go to the website, make sure I'm correct in what I say, but, man, you've had some legends in there, and you got, you know, Lunel does a show there, you have a lot of celebrities that do stuff. Hold on, let me go here just so I know what I'm talking about. Yeah, there's over, from what I know, there's already over 700 shows and 22 channels, soon to be 25, and it's growing as we speak. But, okay, so I'm on the website right now, and I see Anthony Anderson. I see Marlon Wayans. I see Cedric the Entertainer. I see Claudia Jordan. I see, you know, I mean, come on. This is a big deal, and it's a blessing, and honestly, BET, you know, better, you know, keep their eyes open because this is like the next biggest urban lifestyle situation, you know, content provider. And, you know, now they got the whole Easy Way attachment to it, you know, and we're helping celebrities interact with the fans, man. We're going to be bringing in the fans to hang out with you, Mo. The fans can hang out and kick it with you and take pictures and really interact with you physically. You have bodyguards around you, but they can interact with you.
Yeah, that's definitely important, and I feel privileged to be in such a great environment. You know, You know, obviously it's going to add more to what we're doing, but ultimately, you know, we got to be look at it as a partnership. You know, we're helping each other, man. You know, we're going to continue to build and go in the right direction because, you know, it's all about networking and, you know, obviously who you know, but who you know is more important, but it's more important that, you know, who you know is willing to help you, you know, because it's easy to know a bunch of people, you know, if they're not willing to put in that helping hand to make sure you get to the next level. It doesn't really matter as much as you think, but it's good that, you know, we have these resources, man, and, you know, continue to let the process take its toll and do some special things out here in Hollywood, and not only Hollywood, but in the world, because, you know, ultimately, we know we want to be worldwide and global, and I'm sure you want to travel the world and be able to speak to different people and talk about your movement as much as I do. You know, I've been privileged to be able to, you know, travel the world a bit. You know, I want to be able to do more and more, you know, whether it's from music, whether it's from being on TV, film, you know, the sky's the limit, man. You know, I just think it's really important to always have an open mind, an open heart, asking, receiving, and paying attention, man. You know, these are cool situations that we can always take and make them even bigger, you know, because sometimes people, you know, they don't look at a situation they have and they realize that they don't realize they have diamonds within themselves. So they go out and try to find diamonds everywhere else instead of creating something they have right there and right in front of them. So I'm really learning to take advantage of everything I have now and making the best out of it, because it's easy to feel like you don't have it, you know, and then you just searching the rest of your life and realizing that you were the one who had the gift in the first place, you know?
Yes, sir. So Mo, I'm just so you know, I'm posting a post right now on my fans page, which is Eric Zuli Fans, if anybody wants to follow and see Mo's new show. The link will be there, the Easy Way TV channel, as well as people can go to thewtv.com, look to the right, scroll down, and you'll see Mo live doing his thing. And so tell us about your show, Mo. What's your new show in the studio? I know I'm going to be helping producing, executive producing, and we're going to come up with ideas, but what's in Mo's head? Who's going to be coming down? And are you going to be teaching people basketball moves, or are you going to teach people the art of the music with basketball, maybe making beats by bouncing a basketball, or what?
Nah, we're going to have a lot of fun in here. You know what? I'm thinking about bringing on one of my good buddies who's a really, really dope creator. You know, I like to call him a creator. He's doing some really, really cool things in Hollywood. You know, he's working with, the list is incredible, man. He's helped writing the script for my show. He's got a new shoe coming out. He's working on his album that should be coming out soon. He's working with Tempest. He's doing a lot of special things, man. I really want to bring him on to, you know, do some co-hosting with me, because he reminds me kind of just not really as a Jazzy Jeff, but, you know, he's like, I don't want to use the word sidekick because, you know, we both compliment each other, but I think he's going to bring a really, really cool dynamic to the sports and music thing, because, you know what, he's a hooper at one point. You know, he pays close attention to what's going on in the world when it comes to the world of sports. He's really knowledgeable, man. You know, it's all about having that flavor and that mix up. And of course, you know, we're going to be bringing in the athletes. We're going to be bringing in the entertainers, the entrepreneurs. We're giving people opportunities to be able to display some of the things they want to do on a higher level. And I want to be able to help them get to that level, because I understand by enriching others, you're enriching yourself. So I understand that in full. So if we helping others get rich and helping others seize opportunities, you know, that's more for us. So we have a lot of cool things on deck, man. You know, of course, we're going to get you down here from the Oak Orange County area, see if you can get in here and kick a few freestyles and just see where it takes us.
Yes, sir. All day, man. All day. You bust the beatbox. I'll bust the freestyles. And you know, let's talk about the giving back aspect of what you know, the whole Mo movement is doing. That's my new thing for you, the Mo movement. You know, I know you got your music video coming up. You got the whole Crystal Glacier Water, W4BC. We've been on some great phone calls with that. You're going to support kids and supporting. I mean, like, you got your music video coming up, man. You were just telling me about that whole DUI, so, you know, drinking and driving concept.
Yeah, man, you know, we really big on that. You know, that's one of my biggest visions right now. That's one of my biggest goals. You know, I'm really putting in a lot of time and effort to actually execute that goal. And I'm really I'm interviewing different filming crews. I want it to be so perfect, and I want it to go well, you know, because, you know, I had an opportunity to be able to turn a negative into a positive, you know, and I want everyone to learn from my negative. You know, my experience was, you know, I got a DUI April of last year. But, you know, I went through the whole process. But the most strenuous process of the DUI was having this interlock system thing on my car. And it beeped every 5 to 10 minutes driving down the street. And not only was it annoying, but it was dangerous. You know, if I'm driving down the street and, you know, this thing beeping in my car and I got to inhale and blow into it, pause, you know, sometimes that can be very distracting on the road, especially on the freeway. So, you know, I spent some time, you know, over in Africa. You know, I came up with a song. I wrote the song. I made a beat. I wrote the song, and it was called Interlock System. And basically, I just put the pen to the pad and went for it. You know, I talked about my experience. I talked about it in whole. And I feel like I explained it as good as I possibly can explain it in a 2 or 3 minute segment. So basically, right now, we're working on putting together the music video for it. And it's going to be monumental. You know, we already have the locations. We have the actors. You know, so right now I'm just waiting on getting the right film crew. You know, we're developing the buzz for it. And it's going to be good, you know, because most importantly, like Eric just said, you know, we want to give back. We want to be able to help others not make the same mistakes we make. Not only the mistakes that I made in particularly, but we're teaching responsibility, you know, being able to not, you know, maybe smoke as much as you need to that night, you know what I mean, or whatever it may be, you know what I mean? That was just my case. That was something that happened to me that I can actually reach back out. And that's what I really want to do. I want to go around, speak to people, help people not only with their lives, but, you know, through the song. And it feels good to be able to make music that can change lives and help people. And you know, and at the end of the day, still make a turnaround profit from it, man, you know, because it's still our time and our effort that goes into it. But ultimately, man, it's about getting out here and doing what's right, man, using our talent to be able to help the world, bro. You already know.
Yes, sir. So I am emailing. You won't believe who I talked to this morning, Mo.
Who you talking to, bro?
You know who Bobby Womack is, right?
Of course I know who Bobby Womack is.
I think everybody does. James Womack, his cousin, is a good friend of mine. And he was just emailing me, and they want to have a meeting this morning. They're meeting with some really great people. And I told him about you, man. Tell them about Mr.
Moe. Crazy. I spit a reference about Bobby Womack on one of my songs, man, because, you know, Bobby Womack was one of those guys who, you know, I kind of compared him to myself. You know, he didn't make a lot of commercial music, but he made a lot of good music, man. He didn't believe in the whole commercial aspect of music, man. He's like, man, music is music. You know, and one of my songs, I was like, I'm the new Bobby Womack. They want me to go commercial. Nope, I ignore that and follow that old format. I'd rather bring the truth right to your doormat. So, you know, that's Bobby Womack, man. Down on the 110th Street. Yeah, man. Bobby Womack is a beast. I used to love him, man. He cold-blooded.
Well,
he was a real dude.
Your fans are probably, like, falling over, cracking up. Do that again, please.
Oh, you come on. Down on the 110th Street. Sucker's trying to get him a treat.
That's going to be your next hook. You got to sing on your next song.
No, he did it already. He told you about Harlem. Bobby Womack was from the Mean Street.
I love it.
They should have used a lot of his music on American Gangster. They used maybe one song. How many songs they used?
Sure.
They should have used a lot of Bobby Womack, man. And, you know, that would have did a lot for, you know, that video. I mean, not that video, but that actual movie. But you had the privilege of talking to his cousin, man. How did that go, bro?
Oh, yeah, I've known James for probably about 8 years, man. It's gone great. You know, he actually moved to Atlanta. He's doing a lot of big things with film and Sony and stuff, and now he's got a couple TV shows he's pitching. So he told me he was going to be in town. He wanted to get together. And, man, I still possibly can. He's going to be in town this week, so we'll see if we can get you together with him, man. We're going to be shooting my show. My green screen show, and I also host for the Actors E Chat show on Actors Reporter, Actors Entertainment. And the owner of Roscoe's TV is going to be on the show, as well as James may be down there, so you guys might be able to see him on if I can get him on camera somehow, as well as the Howe twins, the hottest twins that deal with Playboy and Snoop Dogg, and, man, they're doing everything. And Sam Sarpong is going to be on the show, and he's releasing his new clothing line. You'll be there, Mo. He's doing his new launch on August 24th. And I'm hearing some big, big names about to be there. Future Stars Collection. I hope everybody remembers that. Future Stars Collection. That's the hottest new Hollywood, new line. So we're going to be doing it big on Friday, man. And we'll see if we can get you down there and you can meet them. And I'll drag them down there.
Absolutely, bro. Well, I think we about to get something popping over at this Roscoe Media Center, man. I think we about to get it going, man. I think I'm ready to do my show over here today, man. I'm anxious. I'm trying to get it popping, man.
I hate that word.
You know what I mean, though?
I hate the word maybe. I hate the word if.
Oh, you talking about those words, man. You know what? I agree, man. I'm sorry. I really apologize for using those words because they should be deleted from the English language, man. You know, I understand what you mean. We got to just go out and do it. And get. Well, you got to think it to believe it, right?
Yes, sir. We do it the easy way.
All right, man.
That's true, man. If you think it and you believe it, it'll happen. You know what I mean? I truly, truly believe that. If you like it's the whole saying, if you build it, they will come. If you think it, it will happen. But not think it, know it. That's why I said I hate that word think, maybe, and if. Know it. Know that it's going to happen. Make it happen for yourself. Create it. Network yourself to the success that you want.
Ask, answer, and receive. Got to think it. All right, brother. Well, shoot, man. We're about to take a quick commercial break real quick, man. We're about to continue to set up. Let's get it. Thanks for coming on, Ian. Thanks for sharing the great information, man. We got some good things on deck, man. I'm really excited, brother.
Thanks, brother. I appreciate you having me. So I'm going to let you get back to your show. Everybody, support my man, Mo. We're doing it the easy way. Make sure you check him out 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time today on RMC. Roscoe's on air, Easy Way TV. And if you want to see it, want to go to that channel, you can go to thewtv.com and Eric Zulli Fans, that fans page. All right, Mo, I'm out of here. Peace.
All right, brother B.
I'm Aubrey O'Day, and I'm doing it the easy way.
I'm attorney Gloria Allred, and I'm doing Hollywood the easy way.
What up, y'all? It's your partner, Big Boy, Big Boy's Neighborhood, and guess what? I'm doing it the easy way. You're doing it the easy way. All of us are doing it the easy way.
Hi, I'm Larry Namer, co-founder of E! Entertainment Television, now president of Meitong Development Group, which works mainly in China. I really wanted to say a few words about Eric Zulli, or EZ, as a lot of people know him. I just want to say, Eric, keep up the dedication, the perseverance, and the creativity. You're helping to change the media world.
Jake Busey, I'm doing it the easy way.
Hey, Oba Babatunde here, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Jimmy from Crazy Town, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Yo, this is Ray J, and it's all about doing it the easy way.
Hey, this is Brady Connell. I'm the executive producer of Extreme Makeover Home Edition, and I've decided to do Hollywood the easy way.
Hello, I'm Tatiana Ali, and I do Hollywood the easy way.
Hi, I'm Sally Kirkland, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Hey, Hollywood It Guy here. Follow me on Twitter, ERICZULEY, Eric Zulli. If you want to know how to make money on the internet and you want to be promoted the easy way, you got to check out TheEasyShow.com, TheWTV.com, and HollywoodItGuy.com. We're helping those celebrities interact with their fans, the fans interact with the celebrities, showing you that hot Hollywood content. So, hey, come do it the easy way. Check us out.
Yes, yes. We back once again, sports and music. You know, that was the good friend, Eric Zulli, you know, always putting us in position, the Hollywood It Guy. You know, connecting all the dots out here in Hollywood, you know, and eventually he's going to be connecting the dots throughout the world. And, you know, and I'm happy to be able to help him and be a part of the team. You know, we making some good things happen. And, you know, so check us out, man, on Roscoe's Media Center. You know, we'll be doing a show today from 3 to 4, and it should be pretty cool. You know, and y'all can always check us out on Blog Talk Radio, that's sports and music. Mo Ager, check us out in 30 minutes on Roscoe's Media Center. Let's get it.
Welcome to Sports and Music with Mo Ager, only on Easy Way Broadcasting. Your host is Mo Ager, who brings to the show his talent and drive as a former NBA player. And now an artist with his own original music. Join us as we look inside the world of Mo Ager. Thank you for listening to Sports and Music with Mo Egger, only on Easy Way Broadcasting. Join Mo every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.